Episode 625, The Art of Thoughts.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. I am excited that you're here. Can you believe it is another amazing week waiting to happen just for you? I hope you woke up on the right side of the bed. I hope you planted your feet firmly on the amazing ground that God gave you, and you are ready with a joyful heart to go forward in this world today and sing out his praises and do what he created you to do. Doesn't that sound like an awesome day? Well, let's jump in and get started. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, where you can keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Woo, we have so much to cover. We could be talking here for hours. It is girl time and our chat is on. I hope you have a really, really tall cup of coffee today or a warm cup of tea because it's actually kind of chilly now. I think the fall weather is setting in where we are up north here. And because we are really going to dig deep into the art of thoughts. We've all heard the saying, what you think about, you bring about. The art of thoughts has greater influence and impact on your life. You can have the most money in the world. You can win the Powerball and not be happy. In fact, you become worse off. It's heartbreaking to hear the stories of those who come into a lot of money and then throw their life away. Now, part of that is also because of what? Poor financial management. But that's for another episode. But ultimately, when you think you have all this money, don't you think you would be happy? The thought, though, is what? Listen to the words I use. Don't you think you would be happy? The art of thoughts. What you think about, you bring about. The art of thoughts is how we make decisions, what we think, the actions we take, the reactions in life that we give to others when something's done upon us, our reactions to them, or maybe better yet, our responses to it. It's the culmination of what moves us forward in life. Every single step that we take all revolves around the art of your thoughts. It's the big bang in your life. Boom! Everything that you do is wrapped up in the art of thoughts. So I got a question for you. How did you wake up this morning? What was your self conversation like? Did you look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh my goodness, by golly, Crystal, you are going to have an amazing day. You are going to cook a scrumptious dinner. And on top of that, the kids, well, there may be some issues, but overall, it's going to be a fabulous day. You're going to get two things done off your to-do list that you've been wanting to do for like 3 months. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we all started our mornings like that? Positive affirmations, knowing that, yes, we can conquer the world and anything we want is going to happen. Well, we know that it's not quite that easy. But it's not about it being easy, but it's about the process of the art of thoughts. What are you telling yourself? Oh, man. Crystal, what were you thinking? You get up this morning, you hit snooze, you're 12 minutes behind schedule, and now all of a sudden your phone's ringing off the hook, and you have a sick child. Oh, it's going to be a great day. I'm so looking forward to this day. I wish I could just go back into bed and hide underneath the covers so, you know, the day would already be over, and then maybe I could start again. Oh, and by the way, your hair looks horrible. What was your self-talk like this morning? What was that self-conversation like? The art of thoughts. What are you telling yourself? Because, girl, I'm here to tell you it matters. You matter. If the art of thoughts is truly the big bang of your life, why don't we spend more time understanding it? Maybe we think we really don't have any control. Oh, just thoughts pop in my head. It is what it is. I'm not really going to worry about it. Takes too much energy and I don't have enough time. That's the answer to everything, isn't it? I don't have enough time. You want to lose weight? I don't have enough time to work out. You want to get healthier? I don't have time to go shopping for good food at the farmer's market. I want to get out of debt? I don't have time to make a budget. You want to start organizing your linen closet? I don't have time to do it. Yeah, that linen closet still is not clean. Maybe we're okay with reacting to what happens to us. Maybe it's okay. We have the attitude of, oh, it happens to us, so I'm just going to throw it back at him. Whatever it is. If somebody's mean to you in the line, you're mean right back to them. You give them a dirty look. You give them the stink eye. Is that really the kind of games we want to play? Maybe we just don't care. Maybe we really just don't care about our life and the thoughts and what happens to us. I believe we all have something much deeper than that. I believe we all have a wonderment, this awe, admiration of what it might be like if we could achieve our purpose and live out our passion. And as a woman of impact, you, my sister, have it the most. You have that wonderment. So I know you care. I know you're not wanting to throw caution to the wind. You want to dive deeper, but there's a problem. We don't take time to learn the art of thoughts. How our mindset really affects our lives. Sometimes we don't put our effort into what really matters. It's funny. We'll go and we'll get the latest technology, right? For example, the new iPhone just came out. And then, of course, we have Samsung who has their phones who, well, they're in another distraught and they're now replacing millions of phones. But we'll go and stand in long, long lines. We'll fill out all these forms to get our phone replaced or to get that brand new iPhone. But we won't take the time to learn more about the fundamental element to your life's happiness. And that's your mindset. The core. We just leave ourselves dangling, reacting more than responding. The art of thoughts. What you thinking? Are you wishing the day was already over? Or do you want more out of life? Are you saying, I'm thirsty for more? I want to dive deeper. Oh, I'd like to spend another 3 hours with you, but we can't do that. So I want to remind you of the free 5-day challenge, Ready, Set, Aim, that's happening today. And you still have time to register. Click on the link in the show notes. Go in and register. It's okay. It'll all be there. And if you're a couple days behind, guess what? That's okay too. You'll have the opportunity to go through all the material. And don't use the excuse, well, I'm not on Facebook, so I won't be able to be a part of the live Facebook chats. That's okay. Guess what? The recordings will be in the actual course material, so you'll get access to it. So you don't have to worry about it. So go sign up. No excuses. Come on, you're a woman of impact. Don't you want to learn more about the fundamental element in your life? You want this happiness. You desire change in your life, but in order to have this change, you have to understand what creates it, how to make the behaviors settle in to your core. And I'm telling you right now, the art of thoughts is the biggest. You don't get this one right, you might as well give up the rest of it. You can win the Powerball, but as we know, Powerball isn't the answer to everything. Money doesn't buy happiness. Google it. Search it out. You'll see it even if you're in another country. Type in Powerball. You'll see that money doesn't buy it. But we're always trying to look for the easy way out, and there is no easy way out if you want to create your now. If you're looking to have a happy, healthy lifestyle the way you want it, then you've got to work on this, the art of thoughts. So come on in to our challenge. I will see you there. Okay, we kick it off today, September 26th. But again, if you're a couple days behind, no big deal. Don't freak out. Still click on the link and sign up for it. You can get the information because otherwise we're going to be here forever. And I want to dive deeper with you, but we just can't. So go sign up. Think about it. If we don't learn to master the art of thoughts, you might as well be okay with where you are right now. Are you okay with where you are right now? Do you absolutely love your life? If you do, man, high virtual five and praise the Lord. That's what I want to hear. So send me your story. Seriously, email me. I want to hear your story. But if you're one that's saying, oh, it's not where I really want to be, I haven't mastered it, and maybe this is where I'm lacking. The art of thoughts. You see, when we think about negativity, negativity breeds disgust, despair, loneliness, hopelessness. Those are just a few to name. If we don't make a conscious choice in deciding what we want, then we are running on autopilot. And that might be okay for a while, but when life happens, chaos hits. And we can end up in the darker dungeon, depression, suicide, divorce, addictions, binge eating. I could go on and on and on. And you might be listening going, I don't really have any of those problems. They may not even be major problems. But maybe you find out that you're creating these other habits that are kind of adding up to being that darker dungeon. How do you really want to live your life? Where do you want to be? Are you really wanting to stretch and live out your passion and your purpose and what God sees in you? He created you on purpose. Every morning when you wake up, He smiles. You're His gift. You're His blessing. So why sit there and say horrible things to yourself when you look at the mirror? When you're driving in crazy traffic? When you're running 12 minutes late? When you burnt dinner? Or when you failed at an assignment? Or you got passed over on a promotion? Or maybe your business isn't right where it is. There's no reason to have the negativity in your life. Learn your fundamental element and how to gain happiness within your life. Learn the mindset, the art of thoughts. I'm going to leave you with this, which is the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Stop running on autopilot. Take control of your thoughts. Now that is a very simple kiss. Take control of your thoughts. But it really isn't that easy. So I'm going to give you three questions. And in those three questions, I want you to answer them. I really want you to give them some thought. Number one, how do you want to feel when you wake up? How do you want to feel? You want to feel like it's a glorious day? It's like, yes, it's another day for me to be the champion, for me to go out and be the best mom and the best wife, to work on the business that I have so been dreaming of because I had the opportunity to. Most of us want to wake up happy, excited, thrilled for what the day brings, the newness of it. Number two, how do you want to feel when you go to sleep? You want to feel groggy and yucky, crabby and cranky? Well, if you think that way, that's how you're going to feel. If you make the decisions that lead you down that path, that's how you're going to feel. Or you can choose to say, you know what? I've had a really productive day. I'm tired. It's time to lay down and rest and renew my mind and rejuvenate my body so I can wake up again refreshed. Number three, what do you need to tell yourself then to feel the way you want to feel when you wake up and the way you want to feel when you go to sleep? What do you need to tell yourself? One and two might seem kind of easy, but number three is really tough. I want you to be specific in the language that you use. These are what? Your thoughts. It's the most precious commodity that you have in your inner self. Money doesn't buy you happiness, but your thoughts, on the other hand, is your fundamental element to bringing you your happy, healthy lifestyle. Come join me in the challenge so we can continue the conversation. I can't wait to see you there. I'm excited. And if you're delayed, that's okay. Not a big deal. You'll catch up with us. Because I want you to understand that the art of thoughts truly matter. You matter. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.